Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. Today, I'm going to give you the third thing that I've noticed that causes me to lose trades. Now, if you've been listening to the last few episodes, I've given you two things thus far that I have noticed from my journaling that when I do these things, they cause me to lose trades. Now, I want you to understand that every strategy, every approach to the market, it has a losing percentage. Trading is a game of probabilities. However, there are certain habits, there are certain things from journaling that we can notice that we do that causes us to automatically lose, okay? And these are three things that I have identified in my trading, and I'm sharing it with you because maybe this is something that could, in the future, make you lose trades, but you're hearing it from me, so you can add it to your trading plan and you can avoid these things. And that's the point of this podcast. So buckle up your seatbelt. I'm gonna give you that third thing today, and let's have an amazing day today, and God bless you, and let's roll this episode. Let's go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, host of the Forex Beginner Podcast. This is the number one daily Forex podcast for new beginner and developer traders, bringing you that inspiration, motivation, and trading tips that help you take your trading to the next level and reach that level of profitability that you're looking for. My name is Calvin, a new trader, as I've already said, and I'm so honored and blessed to be here with you today. Listen, this podcast is all about me basically giving you my journey, sharing with you the things that are working, things that aren't working, in hopes to make your journey just a little bit easier. And today I'm going to share with you the third thing that I've noticed in my trading that stops me from winning trades. Like, obviously, it's like a drastic difference between when I'm not doing these things and when I am. And that's why I have identified these things. These are things that I've noticed every time I lose a trade, one of these three things are inside of what I did on that trade that lost. All right. And so if I can eliminate these things through discipline, right, then it increases my probability of putting on a winning trade. Hence, I follow my trading plan. All right. So anyway, the third thing is this: not having a routine when I am trading. Okay. Now, this is so subtle, but it's so powerful. So, I had a moment. I was trading two different approaches to the market on two different accounts. I had one account where I was just trading, literally just showing up to the market, looking at what price is doing, and just basing my analysis off just whatever I see, right? So it was more of an in and out type trading. I'm not looking to hold a trade too long. I'm really just trying to seize the momentum, you know, the movement of the market at that time, and then get out. Okay. And we call that scalp trading. Okay. And then I had another account where I had this systemized strategy. Like, it was, hey, I'm looking for price to do ABC. And then if it does ABC, I enter the trade. It was very calculated. I knew the direction that I wanted to take the trade in. It was very organized. Okay. So I got these two different approaches. Okay. And I traded these two different approaches on two different accounts. Now, what I noticed is, on the systematic way of trading, the, hey, ABC needs to happen. If ABC doesn't happen, I'm not taking the trade. On that systemized way of trading, I noticed on that particular account, when I was getting into trades, I was able to get into a routine on those days. So because I wasn't worried about what price was currently doing, I was waiting for certain things to show up. I noticed that, hey, on those days, I would wake up and get my prayer time in, or I would have time, to listen to my worship music and just spend a just blocked out mental moment with God just to prepare myself for the day. I also noticed that I was able to focus on individual tasks one by one and kind of just settle my mind and not be like all over the place mentally. Like, I'm doing the laundry and at the same time running the water in the kitchen for the dishes. And then at the same time, I'm ironing the kids' clothes. And at the same time, I got their breakfast in the oven. Like, I'm not doing all that stuff. I was able to go from task to task and just focus on one thing at a time. And I knew that my trade was not yet set up. So it gave me the ease to just relax, right? And then switch that with the other account where I'm just coming to the market and just looking at what price is currently doing and just kind of jumping in based off what I see the market doing. That style of trading kind of had me everywhere because it's like I'm moving my laptop around the house. I'm watching every single candlestick. You know, I'm trying to do multiple things. I'm packing lunch and ironing the kids' clothes. And, you know, I'm yelling at them, hey, guys, let's go. Get out of the bathroom. Let's go. Finish brushing your teeth. Let's go. We got to go. We got to go. And I'm looking at the chart at the same time. And then I get to the car and I put the phone on the little phone holder on the dashboard. And every time I get to a red light, I'm kind of looking at the chart. It's like it's chaos. And so I did that experiment and it just showed me just right there, the proof, the results don't lie. You know, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. They often say that. And it's the truth. I looked at those results and I said to myself, Calvin, just being real, bro, you perform better when you are on a routine. Point blank, period. You perform better when you are on a routine. So when you're trading that systematic approach and you're looking for certain things and you're not getting in the market unless you see those certain things, it helps you get into a routine better. And when you're in a routine and you're not all over the place, you perform better. Okay. And that's just pretty much it, guys. Like, if I focus on my routine, if I make a routine every morning, I wake up 5 a.m. I'm just using this as an example. I wake up at 5 a.m. I have my, you know, I go in the bathroom, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, I sit down, listen to some worship music, have my time with God, open me up a scripture or two, just kind of meditate on that scripture, allow, you know, my body to just open up and just be receptive of what God is doing in that moment. And then, you know, after that, let's say 6 a.m., I start getting the kids up. I get them up. I have their breakfast ready. I start ironing their clothes, or maybe I already have their clothes ironed. And then while they're eating breakfast, I come to the charts. I look and see where I'm at. And then I'm able to determine, hey, have all of my steps to my strategy been confirmed? If not, I know what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm able to get into this set routine and consistently, this is the key right here. Consistently, if I'm able to come to the market and do this routine, or rather wake up and do this routine, this is when I perform my best, just from experience. So these are things that I'm noticing. And notice, it's easy for us, guys. You just got to pay attention to yourself. Like, this is the key right here. You know, a lot of times we hear, you know, coaches and we hear different people suggesting so many things that we should do, but really all you got to do is pay attention to yourself. All right. Like, literally, that's really where this podcast comes from. I'm paying attention to myself and I'm just making light of what I've noticed by paying attention to myself. So we just got to pay attention. We got to take notes. What works? What doesn't? What produces results? What doesn't? And we got to follow what produces the results. And so my third thing is being in a routine. When I'm all over the place, I'm not in my morning routine. I'm not in my daily routine. My trading immediately suffers. But when I'm in my routine, I give myself a great shot at producing winning trading setups. All right. I hope this episode encouraged you. Hope that it inspired you. I hope that there's something from what I've said today that you can look at and say, you know what? This is something that I definitely need to pay attention to in my journey. And having a routine is definitely something that I need to set up because I've kind of been all over the place also, Calvin, just like you. And I hope that you would find something from this episode. And God bless you, man. Take care. I wish you and your family nothing but the best and stay encouraged. There's no skill set like this skill set, but it's hard, man. It is hard, sis. But if we do it, we got it. That's it. Nobody can take it from us. All right. So, hey, God bless you. Click the link in the description for my recommended trading journal. Trading and journaling is very important. That is why I'm able to identify these things. And one of the great things about AI and technology is that you no longer have to document this stuff. You no longer have to write it down. There is an amazing software that will do all of this for you. You basically connect your demo account or your live account to this software, and it will automatically produce all the data about your trading. It'll tell you what days is your best trading, what setups are your best setups, the different times that work best for you. It records all of this data for you. There's a link in the description for my recommended trade journal where you can check it out and get started there. And then also, if you are looking for Forex education, okay, I currently do not offer teaching. The podcast is where I give all the game and all the experience that I have, but there is somebody that I have went through their course. They are somebody that has achieved financial freedom already, and they are devoting their time to teaching and helping others. And like I said, I have gone through the course. I have access to the course, and it's phenomenal. It's really, really good. So if you're somebody that you work, you have a career, and you're looking for a style of trading that doesn't require you to be in front of the charts all the time, you can literally look for certain confluences or look for certain setups, and you can place trades and literally set and forget those trades. You can literally get into trades, set it and forget it, and be able to learn a strategy that can produce you results that way, having money working for you while you're working on other things. If you're looking for a strategy like that, also link in the description, and that'll give you 5% off my recommended course that I recommend. Again, I don't teach it, but it's somebody that I trust and I've gone through, and their material and the things that they're teaching is really, really good. So link in the description for all of those resources. I will catch you tomorrow. God bless. Take care. Holla at you later. Peace.